The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Cited the Flamadalam and Beis. Mar says, Mar brings a pasuk, Parsha Shlach, Vayalu v'Negev, the Miraglim went into the Negev of Eretz Yisrael, Vayavoy ad Chevrei, and he went until Chevrei. It says Vayalu Vayavoy. They went up and he went. Should have said they all went to Hebron. Amarovam Alamitcha Pirish Kolev Meatas Miraglim. The Pshat the Pasuk is Dr. Ava that Kolev, that the Vayavoy is the Afku Kolev, that he separated from the Atas Miraglim, and what did he do in Hebron? Vahalach Vinishtateach al Kivri Avis. And he was mispalled by Kivri Avis, Omalan. He said to them, Avoisai, my father's that I should be saved from this Eitzah Ra of the Miraglim. That's what the Gemara says. So you see here in the Gemara that there's an Inyan of Tefillah by Kivrei Tzadikim. Now, this Inyan of being mispalled by Kivrei Tzadikim is Taka brought in Paiskim in several places. One of them is in Arachayim Tov Kof Pei Aleph, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, talking about Erev Rosh Hashanah, that there's a meaning to be mispalled in. To go to the Beis Island to be misfiled by Kibbutz Tzadikim. Now the Poskim over there say, the Achreinim and the Mishabur brings this, that when a person is misfiled by Beis HaKlaris, he should not be misfiled to the Tzadikim, to the Mason, rather he should be misfiled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'schus the Tzadikim that are there. The marker of this is in the Maril, in Hilchos Tainis, Amud Ayin Resh. Let's see the Lashon of the Maril. Meryl says as follows: Mishum beBeis Hakvaras Mekoyim Menuchas HaTzadikim UMitoychach UMakom Kodesh VeTahar VaTfila Neskablo BeYoyser Al Admas Kodesh. Dr. Meryl, then it's a place where the Tzadikim are, and that creates a Kedusha, a Taira. So therefore, Tfila is Miskabelas over there. VaHamishtateach Al Kibriyat Tzadikim UMispal. Somebody who's Mispal there. Al Yosem Migamosay Neged HaMesim HaShoych Misham. His goal should not be the Mesim themselves. Ach, rather, Yivakish Meis Hashem Yisbarach Shehiten Elav Racham and B'schus HaTzadikim Shoychnei Ofer. Tehne Shmosam Tzruah B'tzorachai. Maril is saying that a person should be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like we mentioned Schus Ovis, what we daven, we mentioned different kinds of Schusim, so you're davening in a Mokam Kodesh, so you're being Ma'ir in the Schus of the Tzadikim Shoychnei Ofer. But not that you're davening to the Mesim themselves. The Chayodim in Kuflamet Ches Din Hei brings this also, and he's Mesif a little bit more. He says that a person who does this, if he's Mespal to the Mesim, he's Karev, he doesn't say in Mamish Oiver, but he says he's Karev to the Isser of Dairish El HaMesim. And it's coming close to the Isser of being Dairish El HaMesim, which is an Isser Dairais. Okay. Now, this is a very Shvel Chayra, just from the Parsha Pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara says over here that Kolev was Nishtateach Al Kivrei Ovis Amalahen. Avoisai, Bakshu Alai Rachman. He said, Avoisai. He addressed Avoisai. And he told them, please be Mavakish Rachman for me. So, how can Maril say that he must follow to the Abish, the Beschus to Ovis? It says here that Kolev spoke to the Ovis. And if you look here in Taisus brings other eyes to this. He brings a Gemara in Tainus after Zayin Amin Alf. The Gemara says, "Lama Yoytzin LeBeis Hakvaris." Why do you go to Beis Hakvaris to Mispal? Kadeshi Yivakshu Aleihem Mesim Rachamim. So that the Mesim will be Mivakish Rachamim. Why they Mivakish Rachamim? Pashut is like it says over here in the Gemara because you ask them to. Not Mochrach, but that's the Pashut of Pshat that you ask them to be Mivakish. Al Kaponim, it doesn't sound from Taisus like the Maril saying that you just go there to daven to the Eibushter and you Moir the Schlus of the Mesim. Then it wouldn't be Kadeshi Yivakshu Aleihem Mesim Rachamim. How the Maril stems with these Gemaras. And in fact, in the Michas Elazar, he brings Kama Makaris in Chazal, that it's Mutter and it's Taka Davaroi to do this, to ask the Mesim to be Mo'er Rachavim. So, what you have to say is that Enochanami, the Maril is not saying that you cannot talk to the Mesim. The Maril just means that you can't, like he says, Al Yosem Migamosei Neged HaMesim. You can't put as your goal, you can't set as your goal the Mesim. In other words, a person can deify the mace and be misnagged with the mace. Kilu, the mace is a balkayach, and the mace is a deity that can be mashpia shefa, mashpia toiv on the person. That you can't do, and that's not a karev to Darish al-Mason, like Chayyot says. But if you go to the Beis HaKoros and you ask the mace to be mevakish rachamim lufnei baal harachamim before the Bar Yalam, that's not kamut. The Meryl's not saying you can't do that. That's what you see in this Gemara. That's what Kalim did. What did he say? He said, Avoisei bakshol harachamim. He didn't say, Avoisei, please grant my request and take care of me. He said, Avoisei, please present my request to the Bar Yalam. Luma adav adaymer, that's like a person who goes to a tzaddik, who's alive. A person who has a tzara, the Gemara says in Babasak of the Zainab and Aleph, Nisha yesh lechayla, what does a person do if he has a chayla? Yelechaytzel chacham v'yivakash rachnim alav. A person should go to a chacham, or an unzer shprach, to a tzaddik, and ask him to be mispalel. That's fine. So what's an afkin if he has the tzaddik who's b'chayim, to be mispalel, he has the tzaddik who's la'achamisu, that's adayin, tzaddik in b'misin, adayin ikram chayim. And you ask him to be mispalel. So Aydin Maril says that it means you should ask the Eibush to be schus ha-tzadik, and you have to say it's lav davka. Because what? Then you could ask the Mason to be mispalel. It's a little bit daichik in his lashon, but l'chayra hazeh is mukhrach. And as they state in the Maaseh Ephraim, in the Pirush Aleph Lamata, Tav Kufay Aleph, Ois Kufir Aleph, he Mamash says this, that's a heflam shan of the Maril. There's another mocker in this Inyan, there's a Bach in Hilchus Nedarim in Yeredeya, Seif Simen Reish Yudzayin, the very last piece. It's talking over there about somebody who makes a neder to not go to a Beis HaKvaris. But B'chalayf, and he brings there a tshuva from Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, who was in the time of the Marami Rutenberg. And he writes there, this Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, Al Hanoidrim Leilich LeBeis HaKvaris, K'tzaz HaYinir K'dayrish Al HaMesim. He says, Mamash Lashon of the, similar to the Lashon of the Chayodom, that it's like Derish Al HaMesim. And he brings out a Gemara of Kalev, and he says, what Kalev did was, his final Lashon b'mokim Kedusha, Kedesh Tate V'Losan Yishmaz. Not that he spoke to the Mesim, he spoke in a Mokim Kedusha, he was Mishal in a Mokim Kedusha, so that his Tvila should be Nishmaz. That's what he says. It's very hard to learn Pshat in the Gemara like that. It's very, very big Dachik in the Gemara. Alright, so if that's how Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel learns the Gemara, so L'chair Tzorchin from the Rayas. But that's what he says. But then the Bach goes on, and he argues on this. He says, Miu kvahir chziku b'minog zeh, v'ein meiche. He says, this is an alta minog Yisrael, to be misfal, and he means directly to the Mason. And he says, nobody's meiche. And he says, he's a smach in the Sefer HaZoyar. And he says, "Kvar niskanu sidrei hatfila l'mishtat chamal kivri aviz ve'ein l'shum meira l'mnaya ulevatal minig zeh." He says nobody has rishus to be mevatal such a minog if it has a mocker in the zayar. And chayyim we could hear that the pashas hagemara in several places is mashma like that also. So zok the bach that you can't be meicha against this minog. What the chayyim says. And I guess Rabbeinu Chaim here also says about Derish Al HaMesim is not so poshut. If you look in Hilchus Derish Al HaMesim, which is in Yerodei, some Kufayim Tess, if you'd Gimel, the Mechava says Derish Al HaMesim, what does that mean? Zesh Amariv Atzma, a person who starves himself, the Lon B'Veis HaKvaris, he sleeps in the Beis HaKvaris, Kedei Shetishra Olav Ruach Hatumo. He's doing a completely different activity over here. He's trying to be Mashra Ruach Hatumo on him. I'm not sure exactly what this is, but it certainly does not sound like somebody simply going in and being mispalel. He's trying to have some kind of tumah on him. And in fact, in the Shas over the Afanorets of Kontes Vav, he quotes the Bach that we just mentioned, the Nilchus Nedarim. He's my ticket. So it would seem that the Bach, that the Shach, excuse me, is masking to the Bach that it's Mutzah. He brings the Rabbeinu Chaim also, but the Mashmalis in the Shach is that he's not going to mask him to this. Shuvar Isi, I saw in the Maram Shik, he has a Shuvan Arachayim Simen Resh Tzad Gimel, that the Shoyel, in the way from the Shoyel over there, asks Taka this Kasha on the Maril from our Sogya, and the Maram Shik is Mephalpal in it, he says different Akutas there. One of the things he says, Gradol Gabi, Derish Al HaMesim, he brings that the Ramo over there says, that yesh matirin afilu la'acher moisai im enei mashbia gufoi shal meis rak ruchai. To be mashbia a meis is awesome. Sounds like that's part of Derish Al HaMesim. But Rambam says that's only if you mashbia his guf, not if you mashbia. That's only if your mashbi is goof, but if your mashbi is ruach, then that's mutter. That's not included in this yisr. I'm not sure what all these things mean. I'm just saying over the words. Akal partner, but hami is when a person is misfalo, he's not doing anything with the goof of the mace. He's being misfalo, if anything, to the ruach of the mace. Sorry, that's pashut. That's what the Maram Shik says over this. He says that's why it would not be a problem with the Rosh HaMaisim. But Mechalev, and another thing he says over there, he comes out at the end of the Tshuva, that it's Machlaikis. He says that the Zoyar is Taka Matir, like we saw in the Bas, and he brings the Sefer Chassidim also as Matir, and he says the Paiskim Aser. So he does, he's not Machriya, he comes out and he says it's Machlaikis. Chomiyos L'chayr, I think we can say like the Bas, that that even though the Paiskim and Mechalev, the Mishabur says not to do it, but L'maisa we have Sidurei Tfilah that when this can be Dairi Dairis that have these L'chaynis, and the Bach is saying that it's an Alta Minig, and the Shach is being Maitik it, so L'chayra, at the very least, a Mimchais Bihad Amakim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.